You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiyam Nisiyaya, and the Siakuya to lead in for Musqueam Astayo. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
Anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Without substantial evidence, to telephone to all your friends and
bring them to the evidence.
Throw them through the window like a camel through the needle, saying all the wrong things to all the wrong people. Macaroni Mondays in essentially past Sunday when everybody loves me and I don't go to work. Hang around the midnight drugstore passing all the time as she's kissing your ass and taking your dime.
Welcome back to 24 Hours of Student Power. My name is Nelly, and I am now joined by some lovely people from Radio Emily, which is Emily Carr's radio station. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name's Julie. What's your name?
My name's Kate.
And I'm Lauren.
Awesome. So, Lauren, you chose that last song. Do you want to introduce what we were just listening to?
Okay. Yeah. That was Will Scott. It's a solo project of a guy who's been, he's in a couple different projects, and this is also like a collaboration. I think it's from 2011, and the track we listened to was This Is What It Sounds Like to Record in a Cave.
Cool. So do you guys have radio shows? Do you want to introduce those if you have that one and what time they're at so we can tune in?
Yeah. I have kind of two shows. One's cool. Kind of on a hiatus. Mm-hmm. That's the Folk and Rap Show.
All right.
I do that with another co-host, and I do like the folk end, folk alternative end, and then she does the rap, so it's kind of like a
cool
mix. And then I have the PA Show, which stands for Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. where I come from. And me and another girl who goes to Emily Carr, who is also from Prince Albert, do a show made up of songs we don't hear in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. So
cool.
Yeah.
And this is Kate, and I have a show with a friend named Quinn, but she will not be part of Subspark next year. And our show focuses on electronic music, underground bass specifically, and it airs Wednesdays from 2:30 to 4 p.m. 4:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have a show on Saturday at 11, and it's called Affection Hanks, and it's usually just being sad and playing music to about being sad.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
So Radio Emily is a relatively new station, I believe. How long have you guys been around? And
well, it's been around in a couple different sort of attempts, I think. This is the most recent. Okay. Before it was called Rat Island Transmissions, I believe. And then a couple of years ago, some people started it up as an internet radio station because it used to be pirate, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so now we're just kind of a fledgling station trying to like mm-hmm. grow.
Building ourselves.
Yeah, because we kind of don't really have an identity as like a radio station.
Mm-hmm. But we're building one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A great one.
Last week we had like 10 listeners on my show, and Matt was like, that is the season.
Yeah, Matt Stevenson. He's a film tech at Emily Carr and also has been helping out with radio over the years and definitely been helping with his tech savviness because,
Cool.
Yeah.
So should we play another track and then come back and chat again?
Sure.
So, what's up next?
I can play something.
Cool.
Sure. Let me just see what I should play, though.
Yeah.
It's something you'd play on Subspark, likely?
Yes. This would be a song that I'd play on Subspark. So I think I'll start with something a bit more upbeat. This is a track called Skip a Beat by Anna Love, and it's a Tom Richmond mix. Here we go.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, we are back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. Today we are interrupting your regular programming to bring you 24 hours of student power. We've been here since 6 a.m. and we'll continue to hang out until 6 a.m. tomorrow. So I'm here with some gals from Radio Emily, Emily Carr's radio station. What was the track we just heard?
That was Everybody's Got One by Zeus.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was really awesome. I don't know that I've listened to too much Zeus. Where are they from?
They're Canadian. I think they're based out of Ontario somewhere, probably Toronto. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was just saying earlier, I was like, you know, I really think that Zeus is, like, has the ingenuity equivalent to Arcade Fire, but it's just, okay. like, so much less known. Yeah.
But not, they're on Arts and Crafts, so not that...
They're not that unknown. No, yeah. Like, they're played on CBC radio all the time and stuff. But, like, as far as, you know, Arcade Fire's fame and all that.
Right. Yeah.
They're cool. Yeah, they're great live also. So.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. And what did we hear before that?
Before that was Skip a Beat by Anna Love, and it's a Tom Richmond mix. And that was a track that was featured in... a DJ from Vancouver named The Librarian, Andrea Graham. She's the founder of Bass Coast Electronic Music and Art Festival. She played that at her Bass Coast 2013 set, I believe. So, yeah, that's where I found that track from.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So how did you guys all first start getting into doing radio stuff at Radio Emily?
Well, I think Julie's been there the longest.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do radio. Mm-hmm. I'm like a CBC radio fangirl, like hardcore.
Cool.
Ask me what's playing any time of the day and I'll tell you. So yeah, I did the folk and rap show. Starting in my first year at Emily Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm Kate again, and I think what interests me in radio was just for my love of music, and I just wanted to share it with people, so yeah, that's why I'm here.
Cool. Well, and you're an avid festival goer, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah? So, yeah, I go to a fair amount of festivals.
Could say that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Could say that. Thanks, Lauren.
And Lauren? How did you get into
radio?
You're the station manager. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the station manager.
Yeah.
I'd say coordinate manager is a horrible word.
You're like the wizard of radio.
Radio wizard.
Pretty absent wizard. But yeah, I guess I was at the University of Alberta before I came to Emily Carr, and definitely the only thing I really took away from that experience was their campus community station. Mm. So moving to Vancouver, I definitely wanted to stay involved. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how could others get involved? Like, do you have to go to Emily Carr to be on the radio, or do you want like more volunteers, or like how does one go about getting involved with Radio Emily?
I think just like shooting an email is the best way. It's theradioemily@gmail.com. I think there's also like a show proposal online. It's all like, yeah, our admin is not the tightest, but yeah, definitely just like getting in touch, because there's so much, yeah, there's so many hours in the week, mm-hmm. and we've only filled, I think we have like 7 or 8 shows.
Yeah, I think about that.
Yeah,
the more the merrier.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Community radio, it's what it's all about.
Exactly.
all right, so do we have another track lined up?
Yeah. Should I introduce it now or talk about it after?
Let's introduce it now and then talk about it after.
So this is a song. I was trying to figure out what to play tonight, mm-hmm. and I decided I'd represent my homeland in Saskatchewan. So there's this group of guys who I kind of knew. They went to my high school. Some of them went to my middle school, and they all got together in Saskatoon lately and formed the band Susan. And this is from their demo album called Birthday Boy. And yeah, so I thought I'd just give them a shout out. All right, it's called Dream Fatigue.
Mm. I love T-Rex so much.
Is it on? Or did you play it?
It's playing.
Oh, dear. Are you plugged in?
Yeah.
Okay, this goes to... Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah. Hey everyone, so this is Kate again from Subspark Radio. Excuse me, I'm the one who keeps coughing as well. What you just listened to there was a track by Sabota, and that's was called Next Time featuring Charlie Damara. Sabota is a duo group from Vancouver. Maybe you've heard of them.
Cool.
What was it? And before that, we listened to a Montreal band called Hello Image. From their album Swim, the track was Dora R.
Really good.
Horrible French.
Isn't that the worst when you bring up a song or like the band name or the track is in a language that you can't say and then you don't think about it and then you go
Canadian
to
accent.
Say it and you're like, oh no. Is it worse if I just play it off like I didn't say it wrong or if I call out that I said it wrong? I don't know. I hate that.
I spell the titles of every song I play.
Oh, it's very smart. Yeah. That's a very good idea, actually.
So everyone with their pen and pencil at home can just kind of jot it down as they go.
Exactly. Awesome, awesome. So yeah, we're doing 24 Hours of Student Power, as many of you may know, and we asked these people to come and chat about Radio Emily, and you were just mentioning when we were listening to that last track that one of you is DJing at an event on campus.
Yes. I'm Kate, again, in case you can't tell by my voice. Yeah, I will be DJing for the Woo publication launch, and Woo is Emily Carr's student publication. And so they're having a launch. So there'll be cider, there'll be a few nibble things.
Nibble things.
I heard candy canes.
Candy canes.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
The rumor of candy canes. And I'll be there playing some funky fresh
Where
tunes.
Is that happening? In the Charles H.
Yes.
Scott?
It's in the Concourse Gallery.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
at Emily Carr.
At Emily Carr.
Yes.
Okay.
At Emily Carr University in the North Building.
Nice.
Yeah, like when you walk through the main doors, mm-hmm. it's kind of like you'll hear Kate.
Yes.
Okay.
DJing.
Perfect. And when is that happening?
It's on December 4th.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. In the morning.
Okay. So, yeah. And this is a new publication?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think. Well, it's
new-ish, around. Like past couple of years maybe?
Yeah, it's kind of like the same as Radio Emily, yeah. Kind of like picking up again. Mm-hmm. I think they had trouble like every time somebody would get in control and like get it going, mm-hmm. they graduate and then be like...
The turnover.
Totally. Yeah. So yeah. it's pretty smooth though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool. Like for an art school, it's not just a basic magazine. They kind of like get creative and have a different like design concept for each issue.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and shout out to Jen Dickinson too, because she's the one who's, well, among others as well, but she's really been working her butt off on it. So
that's cool. I'm
trying to get involved with Radio Emily, so thank you.
Do they do a print edition, or is it just online? Or
it's a print.
That's sweet.
Yeah, print edition for
that's
sure.
That's really cool. But also a blog as well, right?
And a blog.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Blog, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Do they ever feature the stuff that you are doing with Radio Emily?
There was an interview last year with a couple of the DJs, but
we had a few interviews.
Fuck Craft Show got interviewed for the blog.
Yeah, and there have been like murmurs of like collaborations, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's Radio Emily is still trying to get their act together.
Yeah. It's hard. Those things. There's so many ideas. I've had the same experience at CITR. So many other clubs that you're like, this totally makes sense for us to work together and like overlap, and it's just like yes, but then all of a sudden the year's done and you're like, all of those things, how? But it's because it's harder it to is. Like make happen sometimes than you know, than you think, especially being in school at the same time. Like man, but
yeah,
that's really cool. How big is Emily Carr? I feel like I've
known like 1,700, 1,800
yeah,
kids?
Like student body. Yeah. Okay.
Kids.
Kids.
Yeah. Kids.
Individuals, aspiring artists.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like the size.
Under 2,000, I think.
Yeah. You usually like no faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah. But then they're also like, in anticipation for the new campus, they're taking in like more students.
Yeah.
So it's getting pretty close quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, okay. So they're increasing enrollment even though you haven't moved yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when do you move?
2017 or 2016.
Apparently, but who knows?
And it's a set date. They've just broke ground. So it's like
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Where is that new campus going to be?
Great Northern Way.
Yeah.
Cool. Right by the Center for Digital Media.
In the Equinox Gallery.
Nice. Yeah. Will any of you be around to partake in that?
I don't know.
Not looking
hopefully not. Hopefully not around.
But I think we're going to get an actual, like, a designated radio space, which is really exciting.
I was just going to ask.
For, like, potential
what?
Radio superstars.
That's awesome.
Radio superstars.
Yeah.
And we have to be there.
just hang out.
Superstar too.
We have lots of alumni that have shows here, so, you know, I'm sure, sure they'll let you hang out.
Do it for Radio Emily, even if I'm not still a student. Do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, cool. Do we have another track we want to play?
Yeah, potentially. My laptop might have just died, so one of these girls might have to take over the handle for one moment until I get this.
Lauren, you want
to
take over?
Sure.
I just played a track, so.
Okay.
I'll pass this chord.
I have a track. It's from a compilation called the... What is it? Weird Pop from the Peace Country, I think, is what it's called.
Ooh, interesting.
And this is a band called Dutch Haywagon. They just recently retired from their activities as this group. But yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, but also, apparently, it's nice to like know when to stop. And it's just kind of like,
better to burn out than fade away.
Opposite
of that, better to fade away than burn out.
I don't know, or just like come to a nice happy ending of just like, this has been beautiful,
and now it's
life
done.
Moves on. I don't know.
And now we're gonna play it on the radio.
Too much. Yeah. So here we go. This track's called Bend.
Cool.
Thank you. Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Shot slugs, never shot dubs. I'm running with dubs that flood bugs. is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that his stature merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture. The flow changes like a chameleon, plays like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system, disguised like a lie, paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream, erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on with the speed of a centipede and angel. Contender. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the cat.
Thank you.
All right. This is 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR. My name is Eleanor, one of the student execs here at CITR, joined by some lovely people from Radio Emily, as I'm sure you all know if you've been tuned in for the last hour. They've been curating some lovely tracks for us. What did you just play?
Well, what you just heard there was a track called, don't have it memorized.
V7STX?
Yeah, you're right. V7STX by Chrome Star.
Would nice. That be...
There we go.
Would that be called dirty? I don't know how to define...
Dirty?
Like, that was a dirty track.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It sounded...
It's deep. Yeah, like, it's definitely dirty, like...
Okay. I'm not up on my
heavy,
terms.
Heavy, dirty... Not heavy, but like...
Grungy, disgusting.
Yeah, it's like... It's disgusting. Pretty dark.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah. Not as dark as dirty as it can be, though. But it's
not as dirty as Old there. Dirty Bastard, which we listened
ODB.
To.
ODB, good yeah. transition.
Oh. Wu-Tang before that with the mystery of chess boxing.
So good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I kind of missed the segment before, but do any of you have shows that play a lot of rap or?
Well, like I used to be on the co-host the Folk and Rap show.
Oh,
I didn't do the folk.
That's a great show
part.
Title, I must say. I saw a sticker for it somewhere in the city, and I was just like, that is so brilliant. It might have been Cafe du Soleil. Yeah, and I was like, that is a clever. Coming up with good show names is not an easy thing to do. Like, and even if you make a good pun, I feel like you get sick of it so fast.
There's so many puns.
Yeah.
Well, there's a show on Radio Emily, isn't it? There, I mean, on CITR, that's like what were you saying?
Folk Oasis.
Oh, no.
But
that wasn't the one.
Folk and something folk and indie?
I don't know.
Folk and indie show?
Maybe along, maybe before I was here. It's very possible.
Can't those be like interchangeable?
I don't think it's called that, but that's what they play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't curate the rap part.
Right.
Partook.
Nice. So before we end here, we got a few minutes left and you guys are going to end on one track, but just to kind of summarize what we talked about, how can people find out more about Radio Emily and like see how to get involved and things like that?
Well, we're an online only radio station, unfortunately. Hopefully it's going to grow, but actually right now it's kind of a flexible medium, which is very very good, because we're keeping it pretty freeform
totally.
With our programming. So it's radioemily.ca. We actually now have shows archived, so you can stream them or download them on our website, which
nice.
Is so cool. Thank
That's
you,
awesome.
Matt.
Yes, thanks, Matt.
Matt, you rock.
He rules. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Most shows have Facebook pages also.
Yeah.
Right?
Also.
Nice. SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, well,
there is a SoundCloud.
Yeah, there's SoundCloud for Radio Emily. So if you go onto the Radio Emily page and like look up each individual show, you can, there should be a link to the SoundCloud and maybe the Facebook page as well.
There are links everywhere.
Yeah, there's links there.
Just so all the links.
My show, the PA show, we just like upload our links onto our Facebook page.
Cool.
Regularly.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, yeah, thanks for making the trek out to UBC to hang out with
thanks
us.
Thanks for organizing
so cool
all this.
To have you out here. Literally